In Sickness, written by Eliza Jane, read by Apple Juice. A Jen fic about Jared and Jensen, wherein Jared gets sick and Jensen takes care of him. Rated PG. Jared looks forward to Christmas all year. He enjoys going home, spending time with his family, his mom's roast, and his sister's silly decorated cookies. It's his favorite time of year. So when he wakes up a week before he's due to fly out of Vancouver, feeling like a steaming pile of offal, he ignores it. There are a few more days of filming to get through, and then he can pack up and go home and be pampered by his mama. The first half works out okay, and he makes it through filming. It's the packing that does him in. He can't focus enough to figure out what he needs to bring, so he crawls into bed, figuring he'll be more able to deal after a little nap. Jared, come on. Someone is shaking him, and Jared wants to push them away, but there's so much effort involved in that, so he settles for making a noise that he hopes properly conveys his fuck-off sentiment. Jared, we need to get you to the doctor, man. It's Jensen talking, and while Jared generally likes Jensen, he really just wants him to leave at the moment. Every part of him aches. His head is throbbing and he's boiling hot. His nose is stuffed, and when he tries to take a decent breath, he ends up coughing so hard his eyes water. On top of that, his left ear feels painfully clogged. "Wanna die," he finally admits. "How about we try the doctor thing first, huh?" Jensen helps him sit up and hands him a glass of water. "Hey, Jensen," Jared says after finishing off the water. "If I started crying, would you think less of me?" Jensen looks at him and says, "Yeah, probably." "'Kay." Jared agrees to go to the doctor then, because he's pretty sure if Jensen had shown actual sympathy there, he really might have started to cry. The doctor's office is a lot of misery and waiting around. Jensen comes into the room with him, but has to leave when the nurse comes in to ask Jared personal questions. Jared wishes Jensen could just answer the questions for him. It's not like he doesn't know everything anyway. Eventually, Jared is diagnosed with a flu-turned-sinus infection. That sounds way too simple a thing for how much Jared wants to die. He gets some prescriptions, but he's not really paying attention to what. Jensen promises to take care of it while Jared closes his eyes and tries to bargain with God, promising all sorts of things if he could just stop feeling like this now, please. After they get the prescriptions filled, Jensen takes him back home and gives him the cough syrup. "Take some of this, it'll knock you out." "Gotta pack," Jared says, pushing the bottle away. "Jay," Jensen shakes his head. "You can't fly like this, man. Take your drugs and go to bed. I'll call your mom and let her know what's going on." "'Kay." Jared would argue, but he is very tired, and he sort of feels like crying again. He takes a dose of the truly vile cough syrup and heads up to his room, changing into clean pajamas before crawling into bed. Jensen's on the phone when he comes up to Jared's room, bringing him a new box of Kleenex and a glass of water. "Yeah, the flu, sinus infection, Ebola. He looks awful." He winks at Jared when Jared flips him off and turns off the light on his way out of the room. Jared still feels like hell when he wakes up. He goes to the bathroom to pee and scares the crap out of himself by looking in the mirror. His hair is standing up every which way, and his face looks huge. No wonder Jensen was worried. When he comes back out of the bathroom, there are painkillers and a glass of milk on the nightstand. He takes the drugs gratefully and manages to go back to sleep. The next few days are a blur of sleep and drugs and awfulness. He's an exhausted, achy snot production machine with fucked up dreams and a sore nose. Jensen brings him water and Gatorade and grilled cheese sandwiches and the chicken noodle soup with the tiny noodles. And when Jared's fever breaks and he crawls out of bed long enough for a shower, The sheets and pajamas he crawls back into are clean. "When do you take off?" Jared asks as Jensen brings him his latest round of antibiotics. He tries to keep from sounding too pitiful at the thought of Jensen leaving him, but he's not sure he's entirely successful. I was supposed to leave 2 days ago. Jensen hands him his Gatorade, then goes to empty Jared's overflowing trash can of its Kleenex.
Someone had to hang out and take care of your sorry ass.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jared says. He feels awful. He knows how much Jensen was looking forward to going home, too. Jensen shrugs.
It was easier for me to cancel my ticket than it would have been for your mom to get one up here at this point. Want to watch a movie?
Scrooged is on, so they watch that. Jared falls asleep halfway through, and when he wakes up, Jensen's gone and the room is dark, so he turns over and goes back to sleep. When Jared wakes up again, it's Christmas Eve day. He doesn't feel great, but he doesn't actively want to die anymore either, so that's an improvement. He showers and pulls on a pair of sweats and an old worn sweatshirt before heading downstairs. Jensen's on the couch watching TV, and after grabbing some water and a blanket off the chair, Jared joins him.
"You need anything?" Jensen asks.
"Nah, I'm good."
"'Kay."
Jensen nods, but when he gets up to go to the bathroom, he comes back with a box of Kleenex, and Jared smiles gratefully.
"I was thinking waffles for dinner."
"Waffles sound good," Jared says. It's about as much conversation as he can manage. They spend the day watching movies and cheesy Christmas specials. Jared only falls asleep a few times, and the waffles are pretty awesome. Still, it's a full day for him, and Jared only makes it to 8 before he admits defeat. "I'm going to bed," he says, and Jensen gives him 2 thumbs up.
"Gotta be in bed for Santa to come."
"Man," Jared laughs.
"No offense, but this is pretty much the shittiest Christmas ever."
"Man, no offense, but playing nursemaid to you isn't my idea of a good time either," Jensen says easily, not bothering to turn away from the television.
"Hey, Jensen?"
Jared waits until Jensen looks up before saying,
"Thanks."
"No problem." Jensen grins.
"I mean, you now owe me for life and all."
"Sure thing." All things considered, Jared's pretty okay with that.